It's time to interface at IYFWrestling.com. Here's Joey LaRocque.
And we're back here at the Interface. This is Joey LaRocque here with you once again. You already know that from the wonderful intro I now have. Thanks to the guys in production for hooking me up with that. Well, I want to talk a little bit about what's gone on in IYFW in the past few weeks. You only got a few short weeks left of summer going on right now. We hope everyone gets out there and enjoys themselves these last few weeks here. First, I want to talk about some fallout from the August 13th Summertime Brews event. We all know what happened with Harold Touchelet / Harry Touchhole / Good Lord Willing. He was outed as also competing as Good Lord Willing on the show, on top of being IYFW management representative, and it was deemed that that is a conflict of interest. Management was not going to allow that to happen. So Max Burden was sent to the building to tell Touchelet that he was then suspended for abusing his power. It was obvious he had been trying to help Scott Scarsdale win the IYFW championship, putting himself on the card, forcing a wrestler to give up to him in a headlock of all things. Management had just had enough. And you might be asking yourself, how did Max Burden, the IYFW board of directors, the officials, how did they know what was going on when they were away from the building in a meeting at the home office? Very simple. They had moles. They had informants. They had people at the show, at the building, sending them tweets, sending them text messages, sending them pictures, all giving them the inside information. Burden was dispatched to the building, and he's suspended Touchelet. He's not fired. He's only been suspended. And as I understand it, his job has been in review the past few weeks, and basically, he was given an option. He could either continue to be Harold Touchelet and be deemed Max Burton's personal assistant. Now imagine that one, folks. Can you imagine the hell and torment that he would find himself in, being the assistant to Max Burton? Or he could go back to being Good Lord Willing and compete full-time as a wrestler manager on the roster. Given those options, he has decided that he will once again be Good Lord Willing. So Good Lord Willing is back in in-your-face wrestling, but you can imagine there's plenty of wrestlers in IYFW who want to get him in the ring for what he did to them. Now I want to switch gears a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about another great star here in IYFW, Jamar Magic Justice. This young man, of course, suffered a very, very bad injury back around the Coronation Cup event. Actually, a dislocated ankle that's put him on the shelf for some time. Well, we want to say he is recovering very, very well, but he has not fully recovered yet. He's not been given the green light by his doctors to compete yet. October 1st, he will not be a part of the show, unfortunately, but he is definitely in the corner of the new uprising of Shiloh Robinson and Loverboy Ricky Williams. Jamar is in support of these guys to the end. And we would just want to say to Jamar, take your time with that recovery. We want to make sure we see you back at the ring 110%. We know the fans miss you and they can't wait to see you. Now, also, I want to talk a little bit about Drake Evans. Now, Drake Evans has been called one of the best technical wrestlers in IYFW to date. He's had some great matches here in Your Face Wrestling. But are you noticing, like I am, that Drake Evans has been a bit of a slump? He has not won a match yet in 2011. He, of course, had a great number one contenders match against the Shaft Bobby Ocean back in December at Controlled Chaos. But ever since then, Drake has just been not been getting any chances to win here. He wrestled Guillaume Desaad for the IYFW title back in April at Defy the Odds. Desaad was disqualified and then later stripped of the title. And then at the Coronation Cup 2011 show, Drake was put in the very first four-way free-for-all for the vacated title. And in that match, he gets handcuffed to the corner post by War so Scott Scarsdale can win by beating Loverboy Ricky Williams with a new sleeper submission. So Drake gets screwed again. And then in August, Drake teams up with the Shaft Bobby Ocean against the team of Roman Dominguez and Pierre Vachon. And Drake falls victim to Pierre Vachon's deadly mandible claw submission. So Evans has just been in this slump. He's not been able to get out of it. All I can hope for is that he is able to rise above. He is able to get out of that slump. But now with someone like Max Burton in control, and believe me, folks, Max Burton and Drake Evans do not get along at all. There's a lot of bitter hatred there. There's bad blood between those guys. Who knows what the future holds in store for Drake Evans. Now I want to talk a little bit about a new segment here in the Interface. It's called the DVD of the Week. Here we're going to focus on a DVD release we have here at the merchandise section at IYFWrestling.com. And this time we're plugging the Coronation Cup 2009. This event took place at the Holiday Inn in Rutland, Vermont, which is where IYFW started. It was a great night. One of the best top-to-bottom cards IYFW had put together at that time. That night we saw world-class women's wrestling. We saw a competitor named Lexus, who lately has been getting a lot of exposure in the WSU promotion, as she took on the then Shimmer Women's Champion, Mischief. Mischief, of course, is a world-class competitor, has wrestled all around the world. That match was one of the best women's matches we've ever seen here in IYFW. Also that same night was the finals of the Coronation Cup tournament. On one side was a man who has gone on to win the IOFW tag team titles on three different occasions, the Northern Stud, against a man who was just starting to come into his own in IOFW at that time, CJ Scott. CJ Scott would eventually go on to become one half of the tag team champions as well. And the main event that night was the then IOFW champion, the mighty Franz Roddy, defending the title against Drake Evans. Now, the Drake Evans-Franz Roddy feud carried IOFW through 2008 and through 2009, and this match was a pivotal moment in that feud. So that's the DVD release of the week, you might say, here at the Interface, Coronation Cup 2009. Go to the merchandise section, pick up a copy of that great home release. Now, normally here in the Interface, I'm telling you about matches that have been signed for upcoming events, or at least talent that's been signed for the shows, but ever since Max Burton's been in charge, folks, I haven't gotten anything. I've gotten nothing. Zip, zilch, squat, diddly, not a damn thing from Max Burton. No emails, no updates of any kind. Now, from what I'm getting from my informants, you know, little bugs I have on the wall around IYFW, Max Burton basically, once he took over and was appointed as the new Minister of Wrestling Operations, he took all the plans Harold Touchelet had on the table and threw them away. He wiped the slate clean. But you got to say, this isn't very uncommon for businesses where someone new comes in. They usually change things over. They want to see things done the way they want to see it. So now we're going to have to wait and see what is in store for October 1st show. Well, the only thing we do know about October 1st, Season 5, Cauldron of Hate, Ballston Area Community Center, Ballston Spa, New York, the main event, Pierre the Beast Vachon challenges the Force from the North, Vigo, for the In Your Face Wrestling Championship in the Grudge Match of the Year. This is the match these competitors have been waiting for, the match the fans have been waiting for. And something very important to keep in mind with this match, folks, both these competitors, Vigo and Vachon, go into this match with undefeated records in Your Face Wrestling. Neither man has ever been pinned. Neither man has ever submitted. What a night this is going to be. Get your tickets now here at iWebWrestling.com. Hopefully we'll be back soon with some more match information once we hear it from Minister Max Burton. For iWebWrestling.com and The Interface, this is Joey LaRocque.